That's the other stuff.
Okay, which...
Let me get back to the agenda then. We're back in County Commission live from executive session. And I've worked straight through to get to this point, I might add.
Motion to approve Missouri Highway Transportation Commission supplemental agreement to the airport aid agreement and ordinance.
Second.
The motion is made and seconded to approve the supplemental agreement between the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission.
Was it approved by the
legal counsel? Already reviewed it.
I know, but the...
To aid airport aid agreement and ordinance?
Yes. Made the assumption, but I didn't check minutes, but I'm assuming so.
Let me state what that actually does.
I'd like to know, Jim.
It amends the scope to include payment maintenance to the runway and provides additional state funds of $75,600.
Can we do that upon approval of the airport board?
I'm fairly confident this has all already gone through. Frank, on this airport aid?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I thought I had a letter there from you. There it is.
I have no objection to those documents. I recommend, however, that we append to the contract the auditor's certification that the county has funds to meet its obligations.
You better look over your shoulder.
May I suggest that Jillian place the matter on the agenda for the next public meeting of the county commissioners and that the proposed ordinance and contract with the auditor's certification attached be processed at that time. She's got it on.
Right. And there is a motion to approve. Is there any discussion, gentlemen? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
That, any of that kind of stuff, though, it comes from that airport. It's always approved by the airport board before we get it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They don't send it over otherwise.
Okay.
This one came to me through Jillian.
Through Mark Parent.
Yeah, through Mark Parent.
Yeah.
I can tell you there's another one that I'm looking at, which is a fuel purchase agreement that I'm going to be returning to him. He and I talked. He's made some changes. And it's going to be coming up.
What do you want to do with that?
We're going to come bring it up here in a second.
Okay.
That's all you. We have the vacation of Powell Road was brought up during the public hearing regarding vacations. And for the edification of the commission and the public, no petitions were presented to the county commission formally for vacation. And I would ask that the one vacation that we were contemplating considering be turned over to Frank Cotty fully for disposal of such matters, probably at the next term.
Do we need a motion to that, or?
No.
No.
I agree.
No action taken.
I just wanted for the record, Lynn, for us to note that there were no formal petitions submitted, no signed petitions submitted.
That was the paperwork we referred to this morning that we never got.
Third, we have listed RFQ for economic services.
That was my request. This was a follow-up last week, or maybe the week following. Commissioner Strahan and myself had an economic development meeting with various cities of Branson, Hollister, and Forsyth to talk about the economic development department that we have, funding, where do we go from here. In that meeting, It was my understanding that Commissioner Strahan and myself agreed that we would consider going out for an RFQ slash RFP, similar to what Springfield Regional Economic Partnership did, to ask for a third-party company to make recommendations of what a county like ours should do for with cooperation with the cities and different agencies and the electric co-ops, things like that. So my request is asking permission to work with Ron Erickson to come up with an RFP, RFQ, just to solicit ideas and prices to see what that cost would be.
Well, Jim, we'd have some discussion about that. We talked about a partnership in the cost of all the stuff. Are we hosting, or will we plan the host of the partnership as far as this? Because we discussed several things. And
well,
one of them was with this guy from Springfield. Was his name Springfield?
Jeff.
And he had mentioned to us that he thought we should go out for one, but he didn't. I didn't take it to mean us as a county alone.
No, what he suggested was...
I was in agreement with what they said, but I thought it was as a group.
Yeah, the RFQ is actually to solicit a group to find out what that organization would look like, what the committee would look like. Like in Springfield Regional Economic Partnership, Springfield Chamber, the county of Greene County, and the city of Springfield all had economic development money, and they didn't know how they were going to work together. They went out for a bid, which is what I'm asking, to do the same thing. The bid came back, after they awarded the bid, it came back that the organization should be Springfield Regional Economic Partnership, and it should have these people participating. And that's the process is. The whole regional economic partnership that we're a member of was all because of the RFQ that went out.
Right. But maybe you didn't understand my question. I thought that in our discussion with them, with the chamber and with all the participants that were there, that we were all doing this together.
We are.
Well, what you're asking is that we go out as a county commission and get the information and the...
Yes, and then present it back to the group, because we don't know what our group's going to look like. We don't know who's going to head
it. Okay, and there was a dollar figure mentioned that it would cost us to do this.
Well, if we go out for RFQ, it costs us nothing except Ron's time, Erickson's time, until we know what we're going to... We thought it could be as less as... I heard a number as low as $5,000 or $6,000, as much as... Springfield paid $70,000, but they did a 17-county region.
Right. That was the numbers that I was talking about.
Yeah, and they said it could be... Jeff kind of said it should be $5,000 to $10,000 is what he thought the... If we were to award the bid, it would come back to about $5,000 to $10,000.
So the RFQ is before the... But I understand it's before the bid, but if we decide to, then we have to go back before this group. We need some kind of formal paperwork to...
We don't know what the group's going to look like yet. This RFQ is going to help us define the
group. Can I ask a couple of questions?
Sure.
And I apologize for having missed this meeting, but obviously I wasn't there because of grave personal reasons. I am curious, first, were all entities that are in the county interested in the group approach as opposed to each individual agency having people on board?
Yes.
So cities? Were all cities represented?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Forsyth, Hollister,
Branson,
Rockway?
Mr. Klein didn't make it to that one.
He did not.
Okay, but we had Forsyth, Hollister, and Rockway, or
Branson.
Uh-huh.
IDA.
IDA. We have the different chambers present.
Yep.
Yes. Which ones?
Hollister and... Branson.
Branson. Was Forsyth not there?
Forsyth Chamber was not there.
Okay, and again, the consensus was that we should look to working together in hiring or putting together an agency that would pursue economic development within the county. So is it your understanding that those dollars that are currently being utilized by the city of Branson, city of Hollister, and city of Forsyth would go into a general fund, and that there would be an employee or employees, staff hired, separate from or in place of the ones they currently have?
Whatever that structure would look like, which we won't know until the RFQ gets out, but my understanding that they were willing to contribute as well as the chambers, yes.
A cooperative effort, and I think that was really, if I might say so, that was stressed heavily by me, that it be a cooperative effort and accepted by the group.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't anybody against this whole concept. The biggest thing that Jeff probably brought up was it wasn't until they got the RFQs back and heard the presentations did they know what the structure was going to look like.
And he's going to help us with that, isn't he?
He gave me all the documents. He's ready to go out. He gave us the documents that I can give
Jillian,
you on Erickson.
Are you going to be available in a minute for agenda request review?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So I have the documents, but I wasn't going to employ Erickson's time until we agreed that we're going to go out for RFQ.
If we go out for an RFQ, what we're going for is a company that will take a look at and put together
everything,
a questionnaire or
the structure, what a structure would look like for Taney County, what the fee structure would be, who should be the participants of it, who they would report to or not report to, what group would oversee them, all those aspects.
Who would respond to such an RFQ?
There's two companies that responded before.
To up there?
Uh-huh. Jeff says that probably the one company that got the SREP bid could modify theirs, do a little more detail work for Taney County, and come in much cheaper than everyone else because they've already done some work for Taney County to respond to the big bid. Let me give you some names here.
I don't know whether we want to do that. You could give him names or something, but I don't know whether we want to state who might do it cheaper or what might be done. Do you? I think that what you're saying, Jim, is he had a basic idea of how this thing would be put together, but he needed these companies to put the structure together.
Right. Market Street Services is one of the companies that would do an RFP like this. And then I have the SREP RFP that they sent out. They actually call it for market analysis of the Springfield metropolitan area. That's what they called it, marketing services, of how they performance of a market analysis, strength, challenges, opportunities, and goes through a pretty good list of this document's 10 pages. This document is another 10 pages. So 20-page document is what they've got that they've supplied for us. If we wanted to.
That they've already got in place.
That's what they used to go out for bids so we could modify it for us.
Well, what they also did, if I'm not mistaken, was have the state adopt legislation that allowed them to put together the board that they did put together? Springfield? Are they not a separate?
They're a division of Springfield Chamber, actually.
And they're elected to those positions?
No. These positions are not elected. So would it be safe to say that we're open to doing this?
I am. I mean,
we're really out no money to do it.
Until we decide whether we're going to or not.
I'm just saying, go out for an RFP, hear the responses, then we can make the decision of some
a structure.
Okay, a structure. You good with that? Danny's good with it. For an RFQ, RFP.
I'm all right with that.
Request for qualifications?
Yes.
RFQ? Yes.
Good.
How soon?
Soon.
Before we even give a date.
And our next meeting is the end of October. Yeah, I got the minutes.
Okay. We had a date that we needed it by.
We wanted it back by October 25th and maybe even include in that meeting a couple presentations by companies to give us the group some thoughts of what they're thinking, of what these respondents would be thinking.
main thing I was interested in was the cooperative effort of getting this thing. I think it's a waste of money for everybody to just have a budget and spend all their funds and be in competition with each other.
Exactly.
What I was looking up is I know that Mr. Erickson is leaving. Is it this week for 3 days or?
Oh, I don't know.
We need a motion to go out for that? Or do you?
No, we just agree. I mean,
just do it.
Just do it.
Just no expense.
Yeah, it's really no expense. I mean, we'll just have. I think what we're going to have to do, guys, is do an RFQ and an RFP. Otherwise, we won't have dollar figures. And just,
we will have if it's included in the RFQ.
Okay.
We can do that.
Okay, we'll just include it in the. I mean, what we're trying to figure out is what it's going to cost us to do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's going to be gone this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
To the MAP conference.
I'll get this to Ron, and maybe we can, because most of the work has been done, maybe he can get it turned out faster. So that was my request.
Would you like to try this? Is this the same folder?
No, it's different. Don't do that to me, because I'll feel
it. Now, just keep in mind, I know we have agenda requests here. We won't have any time Thursday to meet. We're full. Because you have your OCAC, and we're leaving at 1 o'clock for our site visits. So we would have...
When are you going to wait and do this Thursday for Monday?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, we usually do this for Thursday's meeting, but we don't have any time Thursday.
Well, come Thursday, we're going to have agenda requests for Monday, right?
Correct.
Tuesday.
For
Tuesday's meeting,
you're right.
Right.
Let me look to see if there's something that has to go on.
Okay.
Payroll and AP clerk? What is that?
What that is. Actually, I didn't when I read that. Now you do now.
Oh, thank you for that definition. Ford Road petition. That doesn't. Castle Rock. Okay. Just make sure that there's a time scheduled on Thursday to do agenda requests. And I think there should be.
I'm 9:15 a.m.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
I'm concerned that on Thursday we don't have enough time to visit two sites within 1 hour. It just doesn't seem feasible.
I thought it was 2 hours span.
Well, it's an hour and a half because Ron has to be in Branson by 3.
Okay.
So we could go to Taneyville and then head that way. So
it's just,
we'll see what we can do. We'll
just, discussion at least will be there on site.
Right.
Run up here. Do you want to meet at that location?
That's fine too. Just meet there.
Meet at Kazim Mills and then go the other way?
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
No, let's go that way because he's going to end up that way.
Yeah.
So that's a 1 o'clock on Thursday, hey?
Eh? But you already have it on the agenda.
But I don't have it on the calendar.
Okay. Yes, you have it on our calendars, but not that calendar.
Right.
Gotcha.
I have to get approval for you guys first.
All right. Oh, you know, we didn't ask our attorney one thing. So we need to go back in?
Yeah.
Ron's presiding, but I would vote yes if he would allow.
Let's go out of regular session. I would accept a motion to go back into.
Motion to go back into executive session pursuant 610.21.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Sir. Motion's been made and seconded to go back into executive session under section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12, discussion.
Yeah,
all in favor, say aye.
Jim, aye.
If we're going back in, do we have to sprinkle the minutes for emergency or something?
No. All.
Oh, will you take care of that, Pat?
Yes, because Jim's motion's going to read just a while ago then.
Okay.
opposed to coming to a definite.
I don't know what qualifies as an emergency, but it fits into the area.
Oh, well, we're still on here. So it's we're covered.
We're covered.
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye.
That's what it was saying.
141.